This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a historic milestone in Indian politics by becoming the longest serving head of an elected government in the country. With this, Mr. Modi has surpassed Pawan Kumar Chamling, who held office as Chief Minister of Sikkim for 8,930 days. He has now completed 8,931 days as head of government, combining his tenure as Chief Minister of Gujarat and as Prime Minister, thereby entering his 25th year in a leadership role. The milestone is being seen as rare and significant achievement, reflecting decades of uninterrupted public service and political leadership at the highest level. The group of seven G7 nations have strongly condemned Iran's attacks on civilians and key infrastructure across multiple countries in West Asia. In his joint statement, G7 foreign ministers voiced solidarity with countries affected by the escalation. The G7 nations warned that Iran's actions not only endanger the targeted countries, but also pose a broader threat to regional and global security, urging Tehran to immediately halt its military activities. The group also stressed the importance of ensuring the safety of critical maritime routes and global supply chains, particularly in the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz. G7 foreign ministers said they stand ready to take necessary measures to support the global supply of energy. Iran has launched ballistic missiles targeting the Israeli town of Dimona, home to the Negev Nuclear Research Center, as well as the nearby city of Ared, describing the strikes as a direct response to yesterday's attack on its Natanz nuclear enrichment facility. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the research center was not damaged and that no abnormal radiation levels have been detected. However, the impact on the ground has been significant, with more than 130 people reported injured across southern Israel, including in Dimona and Arad. Israel's air defenses engaged the incoming missiles but failed to stop direct hits on both towns. The IDF has acknowledged the interception failure and says an investigation is underway. Israeli officials say the campaign against Iran will intensify significantly in the days ahead. Hezbollah says it has also launched fresh rocket attacks on Israeli troop positions in the north as Israel presses ahead with ground operations in southern Lebanon. Iran's representative to the International Maritime Organization, Ali Mousavi, has asserted that the Strait of Hormuz is only close to Iran's enemies. Mousavi emphasized that while transit remains possible, international obligations must be balanced with respect for Iran's territorial integrity and rights. Aqua Titan, vessel carrying Russian crude oil, has reached Mangaluru port in Karnataka. This comes after the U.S. issued a temporary general license on Thursday, allowing the sale of Russian crude oil already stranded at sea in an effort to stabilize global fuel prices amid West Asia conflict. Another cargo ship carrying liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, from the U.S. has also arrived at the Mangalore port. Election Commission has directed the chief electoral officers of poll-bound states and UTs to ensure that each polling station is equipped with assured minimum facilities and voter assistance on poll day. The commission said that facilities should include drinking water, waiting area with shade, adequate lighting, a ramp of proper gradient for PWD electors, a standard voting compartment and proper signage. The deadline for filing nominations for Keralam Assembly elections will end tomorrow. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place the day after tomorrow. Polling will be held on April 9 and the counting of votes will take place on May 4. Meanwhile, election campaigning has intensified across the state. Candidates are actively meeting voters in person. Campaigns are progressing under the leadership of senior leaders from all political parties. In squash, India has assured of the men's singles title at the Indian Open 2026 after Abhay Singh and Veer Chotrani advanced to the final with impressive victories in their respective semi-finals. Veer Chotrani will be up against Abhay Singh in an All India final clash in Mumbai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.